This is the Elma Hemodialysis Unit. Fax is 989-463-0359. The patient is Julius, J-U-L-I-U-S, Estrada, E-S-T-R-A-D-A. His date of birth is 9-1-1936. History. Mr. Estrada is a 76-year-old male patient with end-stage renal disease, secondary to diabetes, hypertension, and diastolic heart failure. He's been on hemodialysis since 2008, and he has run in the Elma Outpatient Hemodialysis Unit. He has been relatively stable since his treatment days have been increased from the usual 3 to adding an additional treatment on Saturday for ultrafiltration and fluid removal. Since that was instituted within the last year, the patient has been much more stable and has not required inpatient hospital visits or stays due to congestive heart failure. He continues to have intermittent mental status changes, complains of nightmares frequently, but he's very sensitive to any medication and is not able to tolerate any antidepressants or other anti-anxiety agents. He's also had ongoing declining physical strength, but this has been somewhat better with the additional 2-hour ultrafiltration treatment on Saturdays. Past medical history is significant for type 2 diabetes, poorly controlled, hypertension with hypotensive episodes during dialysis, diastolic heart failure, hyperlipidemia, a history of sepsis in 2008, diabetic retinopathy with legal blindness in both eyes, gastroesophageal reflux disorder, poor hearing, does not wear a hearing aid but requires loud volume in order to hear speaking voices, coronary artery disease, peripheral vascular disease, diabetic neuropathy, diabetic nephropathy, anemia with a history of a blood transfusion, glaucoma, and allergic rhinitis. Past surgical history, cardiac catheterization in 2007 with angioplasty and right coronary artery stent placed, placement of a left upper extremity AV fistula for hemodialysis access, and multiple laser surgery to both eyes for diabetic retinopathy. Social history, the patient is married and lives with his wife, who is a retired licensed practical nurse, and she provides all of his care, also drives him to dialysis. He has never smoked cigarettes, used alcohol, or illicit drugs. He has several adult children and enjoys spending time with them and his several grandchildren. Family history, significant for diabetes and coronary artery disease. Drug allergies. He is allergic to Cozaar, Demerol, and morphine. Current medications, Acupril, 40 milligrams one daily, aspirin, 325 milligrams daily, Azopt, it's A-Z-O-P-T, one drop, both eyes, 3 times a day, vitamin D3, 1,000 units once daily, fish oil, 1,200 milligrams daily, Glucotrol, 5 milligrams daily, hydralazine, 50 milligrams, 3 times a day, Lantus insulin, 44 units once daily, Lipitor, 80 milligrams once daily, Midodrine, 2.5 milligrams, one tablet 30 minutes before dialysis, Miralax, 17 grams daily, PRN constipation, Comigan, C-O-M-I-G-A-N, eye drops, one drop to each eye, BID, Plavix, 75 milligrams daily, Toprol XL, 50 milligrams daily, Tums, one with meals and one at bedtime, X-A-L-A-T-A-N, drops, one drop to each eye at bedtime. Review of systems, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat. The patient is hard of hearing and legally blind. He can see shadows and recognizes us usually by voice, but he's unable to read or see the television. Neck, supple, positive jugular venous distension, no bruise. Lungs, with inspiratory rails, bilateral bases. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, No murmurs or rubs, somewhat distant sounds. Abdomen, soft, non-tender, obese. No organomegaly or evidence of ascites. Extremities, no peripheral edema, no obvious ulcers. Pulses 1 plus, pedal pulse and posterior tibial. Radial pulses are also 1 plus bilaterally. Diagnostic studies done January 2003, albumin 3.9, calcium 8.8, creatinine 6.67, hemoglobin 11.7, potassium 5.0, phosphorus 3.3, intact parathyroid hormone 176, SGOT 16, URR 72%, KT over V 1.47. End-stage renal, this is objective slash plan, end-stage renal disease on maintenance hemodialysis. He'll continue to run Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and the additional two-hour treatment on Saturday as previously ordered. Type 2 diabetes, poorly controlled with a hemoglobin A1C of 8.2 in November of 2012. He will work with the primary care provider to achieve better blood sugar control. Diabetic retinopathy, glaucoma, and blindness. And current care will be continued by his wife. And all of his regular medications will be continued. No other changes at this time.